This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
WGN, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Steve is back next week. Andy Mazur is here. Jen, Dave Schwann. I love following people on Instagram that are positive, have a message, and that can help. This woman has all three. She is a therapist, a professional coach, and one of our favorite guests. It is Tiffany Louise. Thank you for coming in.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're just a breath of fresh air. You always bring in positive vibes.
I try. I work hard on that, though.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's a conscious decision.
Well, that was my question. Do you ever get down, and what do you do when you get down?
Of course. I'm human, and that no one would really want to talk to me if I didn't have those human experiences, right?
Right.
I think you teach what you most need to learn, and learning how to, like, manage my mindset has been one of the greatest blessings of my life, and so it inspires me to teach other people.
You come up with such great messages on Instagram, and it's not one-liners. I mean, it's a lot.
People get sick of that. It can be a little long, but I'm like, hey.
How do you come up with things day after day?
You know, I let my life sort of inspire me. A story that happens to me, and I always feel like if it's resonating with me or if it's a good reminder, I always say that I'm telling people things they already know but may have forgotten or just need to be reminded of.
Okay,
so
that's true.
I let my life and whatever's happening, I find people love stories. People like to connect to, like, a real experience. I always like to share that rather than talk at people.
You had a great story the other day, and the line was, you know what's super attractive? Someone who can apologize.
Yes.
Which is so true. I mean, that really stuck with me because I'm married, and as a guy, you always have to apologize. Yep. Listen, I know it's not my fault. Well, I'd leave that part out, but hey, I'm sorry. Can we just reset? Can we start over?
That one's good.
Right.
Yeah, the reset.
And, the reset.
Mm-hmm. It's a skill that not all of us have.
2018's kind of been a challenging year for me. Mm-hmm. So I bought my wife, she doesn't know this yet, I'm going to package it up for New Year's Eve. I bought a light switch to reset the year for 2019. How about that?
That's a special, fun gift. Is that true?
It is true. I was at Home Depot last week buying things because we're renovating our house. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy a light switch. This is a great idea.
Will it actually turn on a light or not?
No. I mean, it will. It was $1.50, so yeah. I figured, yeah, it's a great prop.
Have that moment at midnight.
So people are setting goals this time of year. That's why you're here.
Yes.
Andy hates setting goals.
I don't hate setting goals. No.
We had this conversation last year when you came in the studio.
Here's what I said. I said, why do you have to set goals at the end of a year?
You don't.
Why can't you set them in June?
I agree with you. I think you can set them again and again and reset again and again.
Right. But the new year is a good starting point.
I think for many people, they feel inspired to do it. There's something about the closure of, like, the numerical year and a fresh start of a new one. So
right.
I hear that. For me, the new year has always felt much more like around the time of, like, school starting, like September. I feel like maybe because I spent my life in school, it's like that feels fresh to me. So I think whenever it works, and so people get down on resolutions, hey, if this is a time that you feel inspired, roll with it. Because when we have momentum, we got to take it.
I do. I'll start thinking about it tomorrow, and I'll start writing things on a legal pad. I'll have 3 pages by Monday. I'm not kidding.
That's great.
Right.
And I think this week between a holiday and New Year's is this sort of, like, space to be present to what is, to honor. And that's the other thing. I always like to really honor the lessons of the last year before you move on to the next, because I think that is so rich with so much information about what worked, what didn't.
So that means that you're going to have to sit and relax for a second and think.
Yeah.
Which most people don't do.
Wait a minute. You want me to sit and think?
Because we're always running. It's interesting that you say that because we never have time for ourselves. So you're asking us to stop and think about the past year.
I am. I think it will be rewarding and worth the pause.
Okay. How much time do we need?
I don't know. I think being present to whatever, you know, time it is that you need. Sometimes people don't know how to stop, so that when they finally do press pause, it takes a while for them to slow down and actually be present. I think when you can pause and reflect, that is when the downloads come, right? When we're really being honest about, when we're talking about setting goals, we really need to be honest about what our blocks are, right?
Right.
What are the stories that are in the way? What are the patterns? Because when we want to change something, it's really about dismantling old patterns and setting new ones. And we hear a lot about it takes 30 days to create a new behavior, but the research actually shows it's more like 66. So the idea is we need to get, we've had reps, lots of reps in the gym with whatever pattern for sometimes decades. And if we're looking at just like overnight setting a goal and changing it, we need to get clear about what's actually happening in our lives so we can break it down and shift it.
I always thought it was 21 days. So it's about 60 days to break a habit.
Yeah, to really solidify the right pattern in your brain and your body and your routine.
So if you're beating yourself up year after year and think my life sucks and just things aren't going to work out, you got to change your mindset.
Yeah, and all that is simply a pattern of thinking.
But it's going to take you 60 days, right?
At least, and it's just going to take the repetition of the new pattern until your brain and body reflects that and resonates with that as a new way of being.
I feel like as you get older, you get beaten down.
I think you can if you have a mindset that takes you down.
Well, that's my question. How do you change that?
This is the greatest gift that we've been given. We can't control much in this life, but we can control how we think. We can control the thoughts that we put in our mind. And I always say it's sort of like the ticker tape at the bottom of CNN. You get to choose what goes up there. If a thought comes up there that you don't like, you can swoosh it on out and put in one that feels good.
Right.
And so really focusing on what we're thinking about is the key to changing how we feel. We all want to change how we act, but the problem is there's a whole series of events that happens before our action, which is how we think, then that creates how we feel, and then we act based on how we feel.
Right.
So getting to the beginning of that path, thinking about what we're thinking about, getting diligent about the words that we're using, because words have energy, right? We can either be like, I've been through so much in my life and it's worn me down. And and that's real for many people. Or they can say, I've been through so much. Look at how freaking resilient I am.
Right.
I have the ability to get through all of this. It's never too late. Look for people, and this is one of my tips for setting goals, is get support. Look for people who are doing what you want to do. Look for the person at 70 years old who starts to run a marathon.
Right.
Look for evidence to the contrary.
There's people driving to work right now thinking that they're getting beaten down every single day and there's no hope in sight. How do you change that? What's the first step that they can take right now?
I think the first step is to look at that mindset. And Tony Robbins says something, which I know you went to his
right this summer
event this summer. But he says, look at reality no worse, no better than it truly is. So is that statement true? And just like I was saying, it's probably a little skewed to having a little bit more black paint in that bucket. We need to add some white and get to the gray at least. Not
right,
Pollyanna
right.
land, like, my life is wonderful and I feel great, which is why I sort of resist a little bit affirmations, because I think when you don't feel great and you tell yourself, I feel great, it's not, doesn't feel congruent. So I really like to say, I don't feel great right now, but look for all the areas that I'm still in the car going to work.
Right.
I'm
right.
still showing up here.
Yeah.
I've raised wonderful children. I've been at this job for 20 years. Look for the places where you have succeeded, and everyone has something. If you're breathing, you've got it. And look for the places where you have purpose and passion, even if it's a little spark of a flame, and then you got to start fanning it.
What's the old saying? Things are never as bad as they seem. Things are never as good as they seem.
I don't think they are. And I also right. think that part of the function of the mindsets that we have right now, and this is just my opinion, is that a lot of our basic needs are taken care of. So we have all this time to sort of create thoughts of how terrible things are. But I think for most of us, we're living in better conditions and better situations than we ever have historically. And so really focusing on gratitude. And listen, I know I sound so basic, but you get a choice. People talk about gratitude all the time for a
you're
reason.
Right.
Because the research
we forget.
Shows
Seriously.
It works.
It does.
Writing three things you're grateful for before bed is as effective as, some of the research shows, as the leading antidepressant.
Can you just think about it in your head? Or when you wake up, hey, listen,
yes.
I know I'm tired, but I'm going to work. I have a job.
Yes.
Right.
The constant renewal of your thoughts, the constant turning your thoughts over to a thought that feels better.
God, I got to change my thought process. It's been bad the last few weeks. It's rough stuff. Tiffany Louise, therapist Tiffany Louise in studio with us. What is your Instagram so people can follow you and get those inspirational messages?
I'm Tiffany.Louise.
Tiffany.Louise. That's very easy. When we come back, after we check headlines in traffic, we're going to talk about seasonal affective disorder, a.k.a. SAD.
Yes.
Because it affects a lot of people. But first, Swanee, what is coming up top of the hour?
Back to the Steve Cochran Show. on 720 WGN.
Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios in for Steve Cochran. Steve is back next week after New Year's in studio with us. She is a therapist. You can follow her at tiffany.louise on Instagram. It's Tiffany Louise. We were talking before the break. I teased the seasonal affective disorder.
Yes.
The acronym, of course, is SAD.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So I think you'll hear this phrase commonly tossed around, and I want to make a distinction. One, I'm not giving anyone clinical advice. This is just what I've seen in my practice. But there's a difference between, like, quote-unquote winter blues and actual seasonal affective disorder, which is a clinically diagnosable experience of depression during a season, actually. So seasonal affective disorder can occur, weirdly enough, in the summertime.
Right.
But so winter depression is actually when it starts, usually in onset in the fall and then through the winter months. And it shows up similarly to clinical depression. So it is not just a little winter blues thing. People who feel this can you know, be significantly impacted.
Right. So what do they do? Do they have to take medication for that? Well, first of all, you got to recognize it, right?
Yep. And then obviously seeking the appropriate care and getting a diagnosis from the appropriate, you know, clinician. But some of the common ways that it's treated are with light therapy, talk therapy, and with medication, just like a clinical depressive episode would be. And then all the same self-care behaviors that are generally encouraged for someone who's struggling with depression, things like eating well, sleeping well,
right,
you know, being in community, things like that.
We were talking about vitamin D off the air because Andy stepped up his vitamin D.
Did. I had to.
Yeah, I do too. I find that for me, in the winter months, I tend to be low and a lot. And those are the things that when you work with your provider, they will help you differentiate. Is this a vitamin deficiency? Is this, a lot of these symptoms can be similar to things like thyroid issues or hypoglycemia. So you really want to, like, pay attention to what's going on in all parts of your life. But seasonal affective disorder, how they make that diagnosis is that they've had a period of at least two seasons where this clinical episode comes on and it's not present at any other point in the year.
Dr. Oz said on this radio station last year that if you can hear my voice, you're low in vitamin D.
Yeah.
Everybody in the Midwest is low in vitamin D, so you need to take those supplements.
Yeah, but you want to make sure the correct dosage. So my doctor puts me on a specific high dose during this time, you know.
How many thousands of milligrams?
I can't remember. At least 10, I think.
10,000?
I think a week or something.
I was at 4,000.
Yeah, she
most
has
people
me
are
on
between 3 and 5,000. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, two small pills a day. Yep. That's it.
Easy to take.
These are supplements.
Yep.
And I was low. I was just feeling down and just sluggish the entire time. My body extremely low in iodine. I'm taking iodine supplements. I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, why am I so tired? So I went in for a blood test and they're like, your iodine's really low.
Aren't we fascinating?
It's crazy.
All the little things
you got to have a blood test once a year to just find out what's going on with your body.
I definitely do that. I do it twice a year. Yeah.
So you talk about the winter blues. I mean, January, we all get depressed.
Yeah,
there's
January
nothing really to look
are
forward
the hardest
to.
Month for it.
So what do you do in January?
So for me, I working with my clients, whether it's the winter blues or quote unquote, you know, a seasonal affective disorder, really look at like how you are managing what is within your control, right? Obviously, we talked about senior provider, but are you getting outside even when it's 10 degrees to get that fresh air, to get that sunlight? When, you know, for me, I act like a cat when the clouds part. I think we had like one of the longest stretches without sun last January. Not that I'm trying to be a downer right now.
No, it's so
true. It was like 2 weeks or something crazy.
I remember Skilling talking about that.
And
yeah,
I remember like thinking the clouds parted and I ran outside and like stood in the park like a weird cat at the window, like trying to get some sunlight on my body. So I think doing the things to keep yourself afloat, anything that's going to, you know, give yourself that natural boost of endorphin, serotonin, doing the workouts, being consistent, you know, spending time with people, not isolating, which is so easy to do this time of year.
Right. How about the light? Can you buy the lights that you can put in your house?
And I found the light can be really effective for a lot of people. Now, doctors will actually dose that light in different ways. A lot of times they'll prescribe someone to do that in the morning because the issue is the light changing and affecting our circadian rhythms. So the idea is to sort of like treat yourself with the light as it would be naturally occurring in the world. So like in the morning, people will be prescribed at least usually 20 minutes. I've tried the light box.
And it works?
For me, it you have to be careful at how much you're taking. Because I was like, oh, an hour, I'll sit in front of it. And then all of a sudden I read the fine print, and it was like, you can feel like you had 50 cups of coffee after. I was like, whoa. So just make sure that you're working with that light box in a way that's healthy.
See, I think you're making the case to eliminate standard time.
Ah.
Because you go, you know, seriously, you know, you go to work in the morning and it's dark. You come home at night, right, and it's dark. There's no sunlight in between.
Right. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
Well, you got to look out a window during the day.
Well, they say move your office, sit by a window, take a break in the middle of the day,
or get the light box and turn it on.
If that works for you,
I mean, they're cheap. They're $20.
Yeah, not a big investment. For a lot of people, they find them very helpful.
You
have to be consistent with them, though.
Are you taking new clients?
I am.
And where can people find you?
I coach people in my coaching practice. They can find me at www.tiffanylouise.com. And I also have a book coming out in March, a journal. So that helps people with their goals. I know it doesn't help you now, so I really encourage you to focus, get that mindset right. But if you stay tuned to my channels, in March, I have all the tools, all the questions that I ask my clients to get clear on what they want to create in this 52-week journal that will be out shortly.
Every morning I read your Instagram, you and The Rock. I think you both have two great messages.
Well,
seriously. The Rock is a great follow, too, so you may want to follow him.
He's like one of the top followed people on Instagram.
Well, he puts a picture up there and he gets 4.5 million likes.
His cheat meals are something. Have you seen them?
Oh, it's so funny. Yeah, he ate pizza one night and it's like, what are you doing? The Rock doesn't eat pizza. Tiffany Louise, thank you for coming in. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's 7:20. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yes. Okay. 7:20 WGN. The Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 7:20 on 7:20 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say play WGN radio on TuneIn. Dave News is brought to you by Associated Bank.